Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap we love to talk about on your bros. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, I'm at your house.
I miss it. Hello, house.
The voice is coming from inside your house. thank you so much to Spectrum for having a massive outage this morning, right in the middle of while I was actually having a tirade to Ronnie about, like, I don't even know what I was ranting about. It was something really insignificant. It was like how, like, I couldn't get margins to work on Canva. I think it was actually literally.
It was literally was like, margins on Canva. Yeah.
I was like, they don't have support for tabs. And so then Spectrum said, you know what? Let's just shut down this banter. Spectrum says, I know they have a very important episode to record, but we cannot be using our internet resources for this man to be complaining about his tabs on Canva. So it just shut me down and I had to hop in the car and come up to your place over here.
Well, you know, last night I was watching Summer House on YouTube TV because when we have to watch it live, I have to watch it on YouTube TV. And so YouTube TV had some kind of outage. The screen just went black and my TV turned itself off twice during Summer House. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And it was both times were during Ben's speaking. And I was like, man, even my TV hates this fucking guy. So at least I felt like me and my TV were on the same page. But I don't know. There's something about Summer House where the world is trying to stop us right now. But guess what? We're not going to stop.
We waited 10 years for this moment. Okay. We started pouring our souls into this show 10 years ago. And now here we are. Summer House is in peak zeitgeist. And there was a time when no one cared about this show, when people would ridicule us for even recapping it, when we would recap the show live. People would say, why are you even touching this show? Why are you not giving us a House Live show? And now look at Summer House. It has made it. It has arrived as the bell of the ball.
And can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me now?
Don't Spectrum my tirade.
So sorry. Go ahead.
No, I didn't really know how to land that plane, so it was actually really helpful that you just helped me crash
the plane. That was such a dick move. I really thought you weren't going to be able to hear me. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I do want to say, by the way, on the topic of Summer House, that last night we had a whole bunch of fun live quipping on our Patreon. Patreon has a social media feed, and we were on there quipping live, and that was really cool. So for those who joined along with us, thank you for joining. And for those who want to join along with us, I'm sure we'll be doing it again at some point. So, you know, keep an eye. I mean, we do those quips anyway. Fun. Yeah.
It was fun. And I, you know, we did it kind of in shifts. I did the early show and you did the late show. And, you know, I've been writing the blog things every week for the newsletter. And so I've been getting back into my TV recapper mode anyway, but man, I'm not really good with like a Twitter kind of thing where you're supposed to make them short. I wrote them so long. I was writing like full paragraphs and sending them
out. They were great because I went back and read yours after mine to see how like our vibes were different. And I was like, first of all, I was like, yours were so funny. And I was like, mine were so lame. And they were really good.
I was reading them right along with you, pressing the like button. Well, I had to stop pressing the like button because then it would say, watch what Crappens liked, watch what Crappens. And then that would have looked like you were masturbating. So I had to undo some.
Yeah, it was fun times. But yeah,
it was fun. Yeah. And what else is going to be fun is we are going to New York in 2 days to do our cabaret show called Forbidden Housewives. It is a show where we play all the housewives in musical form. Okay. You know, we're theater kids. We're musical theater kids. And so this is going to be us doing our musical theater thing. I'm so nervous and terrified and excited. So go see it. It's sold out, so you can't come. But if you didn't get tickets, that's okay. You can still live stream it. You can get live stream tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's for June 3rd at 7 p.m. Eastern, June 5th at 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Eastern. All three of those shows will be streaming. You can buy tickets up until showtime, but you cannot get them after showtime. But you can stream it for a week if you can't make it at that time. So that's that. And also, some Summer House people might be in it as well. Not real ones.
Not real ones.
Us as Summer House people. Even though it's called Housewives, we don't care.
Also, later today, we are going to be doing an Amazon Live, and we're going to be talking about travel essentials or travel non-essentials, but things you might want for travel. So definitely join us for that.
Okay, so here we are. Today is Summer House Season 10, Episode 17, Reunion Part 1. Now, I did not listen to all of the leaked audio that came out. I listened to a piece of it, but I'm someone who really doesn't like to be spoiled, even though I know I'm the biggest spoiler on the planet. I do not like to be spoiled. So I didn't listen to that much. I was saving it. I didn't know all of that much it was going to happen. I was shocked at two things. A, that Sierra came out like that. I mean, Sierra just came ready. Because Sierra's a pretty low-key energy on the show. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so I thought Sierra would be more like, this really hurt me. You know, kind of a quiet, like, a quiet pain. You know? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. No, that was not a quiet pain. And God bless her for it. She did a great job. She killed it. Mm-hmm. I was shocked that Amanda came out swinging. I was like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
You're upset.
Amanda and Wes really like just handled this so incorrectly. First of all, with Sierra, I feel like Sierra's actually become more and more outspoken over the years as she has come into her own, as she's become a larger and larger celebrity. I think maybe she's gotten used to being in the public eye and on TV. When she first arrived, she was very, very quiet. But, you know, at this point, she's gone through Traitors. She's gone through the whole thing. And so she really has just sort of become a bigger and bigger personality. And it was almost like this was the moment. This was her Matrix moment. She stepped on that stage and all she saw was green code coming down, you know, and she was dodging in bullet time. Actually, wasn't even dodging because nothing was being thrown
green
at her.
Green code Amanda, coming down. That took me a second.
The Matrix.
Dodging the
Matrix.
Yeah.
I agree. When I was shocked was I shocked? Amanda coming onto the show, I would also say Wes, but Wes barely said a word, of course. But Amanda comes on backstage and says, as we will get into, like, I just want to take accountability and clear things up. And she's so contentious with Sierra. It's like, your tone, Amanda, should be, I'm so sorry for hurting you. I understand you're hurt and I apologize. And her tone was instead like, no, you have it wrong. That wasn't true. No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. No, you're wrong. Why would you say that? What are you saying about me? It's like, ma'am, you are not allowed to be on the defense or on the offense. You're just not even, you shouldn't even be on the field.
Don't even be on the fence. Okay. Yeah. Just sit there.
Just she did not take her lumps. She did not take her lumps at all. And she established a terrible tone to start the reunion. And do they not have some sort of like crisis team to help them out? I mean, or just someone on the internet? Isn't there like some Amanda and West apologists who could help them out with this situation? It was just like, it was shocking. I mean, at a certain point she just stopped speaking, which was the smartest thing, but yeah, she was.
Well, she reverted. She did the stop speaking and then reverted to tears, which of course. And I thought that was a big surprise to me because I thought she was going to just use the tears the whole time and be like, I'm just poor Amanda. And you know, I didn't even know. I just like, I fell in love and, you know, I was in this horrible marriage. And then I saw love. And I thought she was going to go that route. And she instead came out kind of on the defense. Well, on the offense defense. Anyway, I was surprised. I'll tell you what I was not surprised by at all was with West.
Yeah.
West was exactly what I thought he would be. So that wasn't surprising. Overall, good show. Lots of cringing. Of course, the only time Kyle stood up for Amanda, you know, we've heard that Kyle stands up for Amanda. And the only time he was like, whoa, Sierra, that's a bit harsh, was when it was insinuating that Amanda has stayed in a shitty relationship this whole time and she's a weak ass. So Kyle took that like, oh, how dare you insinuate like I'm the thing. So then he got defensive about it, which was hilarious.
Well, I mean, also like Lindsay and Sierra tag teaming Amanda at the end in those last few minutes was like, it was so brutal in the best way. It's brutal, parentheses, complimentary. It was so good. I was like, I don't know how anyone could not cry after that because they just
I would have been crying. And how great was it? You know, just on a positive note, because this is a reunion and it's a reunion after an extremely crazy thing happened. And it was a pretty toxic reunion. But just by nature, reunions are toxic. So I think it's important to point out positive things sometimes. And in this one, it was the coming together of Lindsay and Sierra.
Yeah.
I thought it was beautiful.
For so many years, they were
those two opposed. hated each other. And to see them come together like that and tag team Amanda at the right. end with no sympathy. I mean, they just went for it. And I was like, you know what? This is girlhood. Like, this is friendship right here.
Well, you know what? Vanilla Pudding tore them apart and Vanilla Pudding brought them back together. Austin, they fought over Austin. They come together over West. And I think that it's really good. I believe it or not, I would actually wager to say that I did not think this was a toxic episode. I thought they were airing things out, but I did not feel like a nasty, toxic, like hitting below the belt, pulling out shit. It was just like, they're like,
it was yeah,
like,
I don't think it was hitting below the belt.
It actually felt like really like what I truly want a reunion to be about, which is clarifying timelines, discussing like timelines, bringing in evidence, venting feelings. I really love that. And can we also not overlook the wonderful contributions mid-show, like a beautiful intermission, a beautiful little palate cleanser of Bailey just completely taking down Ben. It was so beautiful. It was so quick. It was so succinct. It was just so perfect. And she did a great job. And I was sitting there cheering. That was a wonderful, wonderful moment.
Oh, she was ready for his ass. She was ready. And she was not about to take it from him. And I loved it as well. And Sabrina, of course, put out a tweet or a text or a whatever today. Whatever these kids are using these days. And it was like, well, if someone who really knows Ben better than everyone else, hearts, everybody, hearts. This is television Sabrina, by the way. As someone who knows him really well, he treats his mom really well, and he treats me really well. And like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, Sabrina. We all have the same television show on that we're watching. Yeah. I'm glad that Ben treats you well, and I'm glad that Ben treats his mother like that. He needs to learn to speak with women in a less condescending, asshole-ish way if you don't want people to talk about it, okay?
Listen, did you not even hear any of Fart Garfunkel's stupid backstory? He was raised with like a domineering dad who didn't show him any sort of love. And then we're supposed to act like this is a man who's going to treat women nicely. Of course not. He's totally damaged by his dad, and he's going to act out that damage on women. It's like very clear to me. So let's like not try to act like this is some guy who's actually wonderful towards women. We've seen him talk down to women all season long. I appreciate you standing up for your man, Sabrina Bell, but it's a losing cause. We've all seen it.
And something else we're not going to let just pass us by is the fact that you just called him Fart Garfunkel.
Yeah, I did.
Because that's funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get on with this because we've got our work cut out for us today. We've got 45 pages here to get through.
Oh my God, you're right.
The reunion. So here we go. It's March 31st, 2026. Lindsay is on her couch doing some confessional work for In the City. And she's like, oh, there, my luck. And then we get a blink, 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 and she's
Teresa Giudice.
Thanks,
Teresa Giudice.
I love your hard disk, but sounds going on the internet.
So she's just getting ready to do a confessional for In the City, which we'll be recapping the latest episode after this. It'll come out a little bit later today. And then all of a sudden, Kyle walks in. He's like, "Hey, Lindsay."
He's like, "Oh my God, Kyle, are you okay? What are you doing here?"
He's like, I think you should check your phone. And so Lindsay is like,
"Oh my God, Jesus fucking Christ."
So she opens up her phone and she's looking at it. And he's like, "So what do you think? Are you just starting your interview?"
She's like, "No."
So she's reading it and she's like, "Oh my God, for the love of God." And then the famous statement that rocked all of our worlds appears on screen. And
Kyle says, "Oh fuck, I haven't read it yet. You want to read it to me?" You haven't read it. What do you mean you haven't read it yet? Who doesn't read it first, Kyle? I love that Kyle's like, "This is hard. You read it to me."
Okay. We've seen the growing online speculation, so while this is still very new, we want to provide some clarity.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're drinking a different kind of seltzer. I knew it. It's worse than I could imagine.
No.
His clarity is like clarity, that clarity alcohol soda. She's like, well, we've shown up before each other as friends over the years. I'm just going to read this, not in Lindsay's voice, because I'll make myself crazy. We've shown up for each other as friends over the years through all of the highs and lows. And what's developed recently was the last thing either Ken or I expected. Our connection grew out of genuine, long-standing friendship, which made it especially important for us to approach this with care and goat cheese balls half off at happy hour.
Ring, 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 ring. Oh my God, my phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, it's Jesse, bro. What's going on? This is fucking nuts. I mean, I just signed a record deal.
What? Did you even see the statement?
What? What statement? Hold on. Oh my God, this is nuts too. Jeez. Wow, it's the first time I'm hearing that it's actually confirmed. Crazy.
I see there is a statement, but I really don't want to read it. Would you read it to me?
Oh, Jesus. Here we go again. To whom it may concern. Ring, 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 ring. Oh, sorry. My other line's going off. It's Mia. One second. Oh, my God, Mia. I didn't even know you had my number. Do you even know who I am?
Ring, 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 ring. Oh, my God, Steven, what are you even doing calling me? You were fired from this show years ago. He's like, I cannot believe this. I'm sitting on the balcony of the summer house, and I am pissed. The balcony of judgment.
Ring, 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 ring. Oh, my God. Who is this?
Carl, 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 Carl. Oh, my God. It's the twins. Ring, 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 ring. Well, you're you. That's something. Oh, God, Sharon, I'm not doing this with you.
Ring, 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 ring. Hold on. Someone else on the line.
Ratchet, this is Ratchet.
Oh my God, it's Hannah Burner. I can't believe she even called me in. This is crazy.
So everybody's on the phone together talking about this tragedy that has just befallen us. And Carl calls, of course. He's like, oh God, guys, I just landed in LA. I'm just reading everything. How are you doing? How are you doing, Kyle? Carl, how are you doing?
He's like, nothing can really prepare you for this. Jeez.
Yeah, my stomach is sick. Oh, God, I can't believe it.
My stomach is just turning. I'm like, that's probably because you've only eaten granola in the past 45 days, training for whatever marathon you've been doing. So
you've like, only got protein shake in you, Carl, okay?
I mean, I actually love this because you have Jesse and Mia who are like, conference onto Lindsay's phone, and then you've got Carl on Kyle's phone, and then Lindsay and Kyle holding. So, like, all of them are sort of together in this high tech, like, powwow. It's like, oh, we're all here. Is everyone, are we missing anyone? They're like,
no, this is crazy.
And they're like, yeah, this is crazy. And Jesse's like, yeah, I mean, like, you don't fuck your friend's wife of 10 years. Am I right, guys? And Kyle's like, you sort of see his face, like, yeah, you don't have to say that. You don't have to rub that part in, bro.
Mia's like, yeah, and they're still together, too. Oh, well, have you guys talked to Sierra at all? And they're like, yeah, she's hurting. And Mia's in California, but she wants to fly back to be with Sierra because she's really worried about her. And that's so,
That's a good friend. She's going to hop on a plane to fly back to be with Sierra. That's good. Hey,
Carl, if I had to hop on a plane every time some man cheated on one of my girlfriends, I would have diamond status on every airline.
So Carl's like, oh, can someone go check on Sierra? Like, someone check. And Mia's like, don't worry, we're texting her, Carl. We're texting her. He's like, oh, our entire group of friends, like, the lies and the seats over, like, how we're fucking lies. It's just like disgusting. I'm just like, absolutely. I'm like, Carl, settle down. He's like, he really is. Now I get it. Carl is a mess. He's like, oh, I just can't even believe this. And look, they got rid of the Cinnabon in Terminal 3. Like, now it's a Panda Express. Like, what do I even do with that?
Of course, out of everybody in the cast who this affects, it affects Carl the most, which is just so on brand for Carl. You know, the whole reunion, he's like, well, wait a minute. As Carl, I would like to say,
Carl, can we replay the past 10 years of Carl, please? Minus the past two, where everything has been erased suddenly in everybody's mind. Like, you're Carl, okay? Calm down over there.
Well, this really affects my veneers, and it's just really bothering me right now. So I love at some point in the middle of it, like in the middle of this, Lindsay goes,
none of this makes sense.
I just love the way she said none.
None of it makes sense at all.
I was like, wow. She's like, In the heat of a scandal, she's adding extra yeah sounds to her words.
Oh my God.
She's actually doing that a lot on The City, which is cracking me up because I just watched The City and I was like, why is she talking like that? Like, she's just pronouncing really weird, certain words really oddly. She'll be like,
yeah, and then I went out to this, and there was this guy there, and then he had the nerve to say to me, and I was just getting a double.
I was like, what is this?
It's like the signal went screwy for a second. It was like the screen went, By the way, banner night for Lindsay. She was so good on The Reunion, and she was so good on In the City. The way she dressed down Kenny, I loved it. I can't wait to talk about that show. She's just,
it was great.
Lindsay's, you know, for someone who had to spend half the season sort of on the sidelines back in The City, like, she just really had such a banner evening. Like, this is the reason why Lindsay is the Lindsay that she is. Like, she's the Bravo star that she is. She was just so
good. And she really is treating it like kind of an old Catskills star. It's like Debbie Reynolds showing up to do her show. She's like, hey, it's me, Debbie Reynolds. All right, what do you want me to do? Come on, let's get happy. You know, she's like pulling out all of her best things. It's like, here's Lindsay in The City. She's like, oh, really? You want a piece of me? I'm a mom. You know what moms love? A wine. She's like a character of herself, and I'm loving it. Like, she's really feeling herself. I need Lindsay with like a feather boa sitting on top of a piano.
Yeah. Also, if there's anything we learn from this night, is that if the first thing Lindsay says to you is a compliment, just get ready. She's going to destroy you. Like,
you look great in that better yellow.
Or,
first of all, great party.
It's like, okay, you've received the bottom piece of bread in your open-ended compliment sandwich, your compliment tartine, because there is no other compliment coming to sandwich the insults.
Yeah. It's pretty good. So Carl's like, oh my God, someone go check on Ciara. And Mia's like, we're texting, don't worry. And Carl's just disgusted by this whole thing. And Lindsay's asking when this started.
Well, Amanda tried to play it off last night like it's only been happening for a month.
Which Mia's, we know, like, is a lie. When were the iHeart Awards? When was South by Southwest?
That was, do you remember what weekend that was? That was in March.
That was March. So
did we talk to Kyle about this? I don't remember. We were hanging out with Kyle actually quite a bit that weekend, but I don't think we actually broached this with Kyle.
No,
that would have been weird.
It was weird and honest. It's like, hey, you think your wife's cheating on you? Want another drink? This is fun. Had your DJ set going. I just heard Amanda was blowing West. You think about that? But anyway, that weekend, one of our friends that we were hanging out with was like, you guys have heard this West and Amanda stuff, right? And we were like, yeah, of course. But I think it's, you know, I was saying, I think that's stupid. I mean, they're probably just hanging out and people, you know, Bravo fans are so dramatic. Like, as a group, all of us were very dramatic and people were probably saw them hugging and were, you know, I didn't believe it. And she was like, oh no, it's real. She's like, it's been at least a couple of months. Trust me, it's real.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, okay. Still didn't believe it. Didn't say it on the show. And then it turned out to be real. I just feel so stupid. So I'm just trying to work a timeline back, but I think it was going on. Obviously, I've said this a million times. I think it was going on in the summer. There's just such obvious signs.
I've been vacillating because I, you know, for a while I was like, okay, well, the emotional affair started in the summer, but anything physical probably started in the fall. But then that moment, I mean, when Wes put that chair behind Amanda, that is like, this is my woman kind of vibe. And then Kyle says right here, which I did not realize, he goes, I mean, there are blinds going back to June 2025. And Carl's like, oh, that's insane. Like, all this time we had just like sunshine pouring right into the window. No, Carl, it's not that kind of blind. That's the thing in an article. I did not realize they're blind.
You know what's really disgusting about this? That this relationship is not based on Roman shades, which are...
I mean, all this time we had curtains and like we could have had blinds. Who knew? Carl, get a hold of yourself. I can't. It's too much. There's a line at Starbucks that's so big. It's like a wall trying to get through it. This airport is too much for me to go through right now.
Oh, by the way, could you tell me what blind people told you this? Because I don't want to just start going up and asking random blind people.
How do they know? Carl, get a hold of yourself. I can't help it. I can't help it. I'm in a Hudson News, and I don't know if I want to have a king-size Twix or a king-size Snickers. Why don't they have regular sizes in here? Carl, get a hold of yourself.
This is disgusting. This is disgusting. This behavior is disgusting.
Ooh, look, it's a book about Meghan Markle. Okay, he's calm down now.
I love her Netflix show. I I once saw her make a napkin out of a straw cover.
Does anyone know anything about this book, strangers? Looks great.
Okay, so they're trying to figure out when it started, and nobody can figure it out. And Kyle's like, I don't know. I don't know if Amanda West could ever recover from this one. And it's April 23rd now, 2026, and everyone's arriving at the reunion. Just it's regular. Everybody's arriving. Of course, Amanda gets out. And I'm like, oh my God, what's Amanda thinking? What's Amanda doing? She's like,
I was almost going to get mad at her because when they showed everyone getting out of their cars and they would like thank the driver, everyone steps out.
Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, thanks, bro. And Amanda got out of the car and like didn't thank the driver. And I was like, that fucking bitch. But then she was like, thank you. But she did it late. I was like,
you're like, damn, I can't get around that one.
You got away with this one, Amanda.
Got this one by me, young lady. But you were still polite. Watching.
You had delayed politeness. So most of them are sort of like in the same makeup room. Like all the guys are in the makeup room. And West and Amanda have their own little room. And Carl's like, oh, I've been on this for like 10 years from the beginning. And what's been going on this last month and a half and 2 months is unlike anything we've ever experienced. The last 2 weeks even, the baseball game. Oh my God, could you even believe the baseball game? And they show footage of the two of them, you know, canoodling at that baseball game that we all saw. And then KJ's like, yeah, on the same day that Sierra's cover came out. Oh, it's embarrassing. He's so fucking, oh man, I'm mad again. It's like I just got off that Southwest flight all over again. I'm activated. Oh.
Yeah. And KJ's like, I was supposed to go to that game with West. Oh my God, you could have been the one to make out with West at that game.
You are? He's like, it was a Kansas City game. Carl's like, oh, well, why didn't you end up going to the game? Carl, what? Are you paying attention to the timeline? Wait a second. Did West do something that upset you in the past 2 months?
He's like, yeah, because we're not friends anymore. That's why. And it's really sad. I considered him a brother. So West comes, dun, dun, dun. Amanda's sitting there on the couch. She's like, Kyle. Like, what? It's me. Hey, it's my dressing room sees. So what's up?
And the man, they're like, he's like, well, I'm not normally like here. I'm normally like with the boys. So like, so what's up? It's like,
nothing. I just don't know if I can breathe because like I'm anxious or because my corset's so tight.
Probably both. Like, I don't know. Like, okay, you two have sparkling banter. Then back in. Amanda's asking if he's feeling okay. He's like, I'm actually like, I feel like zen. I'm like, of course you feel zen because you were like the center of attention for this entire scandal. And as much as he's putting on this like, oh, I feel so bad, he's probably loving the fact that how much this is elevating his profile.
West is loving this. Everything I see of West looks like he's loving this. He has that podcast with that that lady. I don't know her or their podcast. I just see little clips of it floating around. And, you know, she basically agrees with everything he says and stuff. And he's just like, every time I see a clip from it, he's acting like he's being interviewed for the Pulitzer. You know, he's like, well, here's how this happened. And here was my motivation behind this choice. Like, he's loving this. And later he finds out on stage that dick pics have been circling around. And let me, you know, I'm not going to shame the man's dick. I mean, that's not very nice. Mm-hmm. I will say it's really not as bad
as
everybody.
Don't be so small, Ronnie. We are not small like that, you know?
No, but everybody has been shaming it. And my mortgage guy sent it to me today. So I finally saw it. I haven't really seen it yet. I will say, you know, nothing wrong with the penis, actually. I mean, it's a dick, you know, it's not like ready to go or anything, but I'm not going to shame his penis. I will shame his grooming though. Groom, you know what I mean? Like if you're going to take pictures, we all know that hackers are out there. Groom, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
It's just a little advice. Take small comforts in things, you know? You know, it reminded me of the Brett Favre scandal a few years ago. So,
he's got a dick pic too. Ooh, I'm going to write my mortgage guy and see if he'll send me Brett Favre's dick.
Yeah.
He's got him. The mortgage guy, he's going to get you a good rate and he's going to get you some mediocre dick in your inbox.
Okay, I'll tell you that. So anyway, Bailey and Lindsay are talking. Bailey's just happy that Sierra's.
I'm sorry. I have a very important announcement to make. I just got a text from my mother that says W. Okay. Carry on. The fuck?
What does that mean? You win. You win. You got the W. Or she's saying, this is an urgent message about George W. Bush. So
aren't they all?
I know. So Andy's now in. Now Sierra arrives, and Sierra actually arrives through like the garage. So she gets like the superstar arrival where everyone else has to be a pedestrian on the street with the other pedestrians. So Sierra's in her dressing room, and then we see Andy, who's like ungroomed. Because, you know, for these reunions, he always goes like a little disheveled or whatever. So he's really disheveled. He's like, and he's like, he just rolled out of bed. He's like, so how are you today? He's like, well, Andy.
Oh, Andy.
Let's give him some tea, please.
This wasn't great for Andy. God bless his heart. I mean, they just pancake that makeup straight out of bed. It's like, you know, when you put on too much pancake makeup and then you crease too soon and it's like kind of crinkling up, you know, the makeup is like crinkling up, and he did not look good. And then he's talking to Sierra, who's a fucking, who was just on the cover of Glamour magazine. I mean, she's just stunning and gorgeous and made up. And Andy's like, how do you feel about it? It's like, all you're missing is a paper sack full of wine, you know. Poor guy.
Poor guy. She's like, well, I've had better days. He's like, yeah, how you feeling? She's like, and so she's like, you know, she's like sad, obviously. And now in the other room, Wes and Amanda are just like are just sitting there in on the sofa, and Andy comes in and is like, I'm sorry, he doesn't come in. He's still talking to Sierra. And he's like, so who do you feel more betrayed by, your left boob or your right boob? She's like, actually, Amanda. And like, I mean, I'm just like shocked by Wes, but like hurt by Amanda. Okay. Is there a question that you really like? One thing that's like most kind of glaring to you that you just like want to know? Like, do you want to ask, how big are Amanda's boobs? Because I'll ask that for you. And if I ask it on your behalf, it's not problematic. She's like, no, I just want to know why they did this. Oh, okay.
It's a short question. I mean, you can ask a longer question if you want to. The floor is yours. There's three reunions. That's just one word. Okay, make it longer. We're going to need someone help Sierra ask a longer question. Okay, come on. We'll make this work.
Hey, guys. I got some Culiado news for you. There's a pic of Wes Dick going around right now. You guys seen it? Huh?
Oh, yeah, I seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, how many dick pics do you need to send out for them to get back to me? It's like not a good dick pic, man. Whoa. Whoa.
Who does a dick pic flaccid? Like, why would you do that? That's really a tough one. Really tough one.
Flaccidito, right, guys?
Someone's been out on Lake Flaccid today, and that boat is sinking, guys.
That's right, guys. So now Andy has to go into Wes and Amanda's room, and like his vibe around Sierra was like, wow, Sierra, you are such a star. And then his vibe with Wes and Amanda is like just barely tolerating them. He has this like energy between the two of them. The two of them are sitting there on the sofa, all like huddled up. You know, they have that body language where like their shoulders are hunched up and forward. They're just like little armadillos, and they're like kids. Like, hi, Mr. Andy. And Andy's like, so how you guys doing?
Good.
Okay. I'm like, this reminds me of running into the teacher, into like your teacher at like a restaurant or something. And they're like, oh, hey, how's it going? You're like, hi, Mr. Johnson. It's like that weird, like, do I talk? Am I bantering with you? But you're my teacher. What do I do?
Yeah. And he says, how do you think this is going to go? And Wes is like, well, I mean, there's nothing really like new that can be told today. I mean, gosh, like it's already out there on the internet and stuff. So I guess, well, you know, I mean, I don't even know what we're doing here really. But we get lunch, right?
Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I'm just got to say, like, he's like, you guys are like, pretty calm. By the way, sorry, Ronnie. I think I just skipped over a whole giant section, but I think it's probably okay if we just keep going, because all he was just checking in with Sierra some more. So, yeah, he's like, he's seeing how they're all doing, and then they're just like not really saying much, right? They're just like, yeah, we're okay. We're okay. And he's like, okay. Well, all right, I guess I don't really know what to say, what else to say to you guys.
This is one thing that always surprises me about this show. And especially the reunions, is that it's so entertaining, because
The first time I went to BravoCon, I went to a summer house panel or what? Is there someone in my house? Did you hear it? There's a ghost in that house. I'm telling
There's
you.
There's a beep.
A beep?
I can't tell if it's a bird or like something.
Oh, it's a bird. Yeah, that fucking bird does sound like a beep. I know what it you're talking like about. I was like,
is there a carbon monoxide issue?
No. No, it's literally the bird.
It's a bird. It's a bird. I love, like, let's stop the podcast. I was like,
I'm so glad you heard that bird. Sometimes I think it's in my mind. I'm like, birds don't sound like this. I actually went outside looking for the fucking bird. I was like, birds do not tweet like this. What is that? It was a bird.
This is why I got disoriented in the notes, because like I just got lost because I was like, what's going on with this noise out here?
Yeah, I hear it too. So
it faded away.
Sorry.
But now it's back. Okay. Sorry,
I'm getting an air rifle.
Okay, so catching
anyway, up. Anyway, the point Andy is, I was at BravoCon. I went to this panel, the Summer House panel. When I tell you, and it was like Summer House and Winter House. It was like all of them there. Those people cannot string a sentence together, and they don't have anything to say. It's, you know, it's like they haven't taken, I don't know how they even do confessionals, honestly. You know, I wonder how many times I have to stop and start and say, could you form that into a sentence? Or could you, you know, not just say, yeah. You know, a lot of their questions, they'd be like, so how do you feel about this guy cheating on you? And they were like, yeah. Okay. Well, does any, you know, anyone else from the audience? I mean, that's how the whole thing went. So I'm always impressed they can put together such a fun show, because yikes. So these pre-interviews are kind of like that. How do you feel? They're like, good. Okay. Well, anything deeper?
No.
Yeah.
So then we go back to Sierra's dressing room, and Kyle goes in there and he's like, by the way, I sent you a text last night and I saw you start to type, but then you didn't finish it. So, like, what the fuck, Brian? Like, she's like, yeah, because you may not remember, like, I'm going through shit. She's like, yeah, I finished the last episode, because they had to watch the episodes the night before, right? Because for the reunions, whatever episodes have not aired, they like watch. And so they both were like, for Kyle and Sierra, it was like a lot, because it was the kiss. It was the end for Kyle. It was he and Amanda having this end of summer talk and everything. And Kyle's like, I will say those last two episodes, that was like the toughest reading prep I've ever gone through. I don't think people understand. I was like, I am bottoming out. I was like, what?
I know, me too. My ears pricked up too. I was like, finally.
I don't think,
Lord, I've been manifesting. Your butt is on every vision board I've made for the past 10 years.
People don't understand. I was so disturbed by those last two episodes. I just found a gay bar, went into a bathroom, and just flung myself over a toilet and said, have at it, boys. Started bottoming like crazy.
So, yeah, he says he's bottoming out, and Sierra's like, oh, my God. And he goes, yeah, I don't think people understood. You know, this whole summer, I was like, bottoming out. Okay, Kyle. I kind of feel for you in this situation, I guess. But let's not, Kyle is going to totally take this advantage to make himself like, oh, look, all of this yelling at my wife and all of this shitty treatment of my wife. Now you guys understand it, right? No, Kyle. I'm sorry. You don't get a free pass on all that still. No, this sucks for you.
Kyle, you are in the supporting actress category. And so you do get your award, but you're not in the lead right here. So like,
yeah, I'm sorry. This is not yours.
This is not yours.
Back down and reconsider bottoming those.
we will be open to you bottoming. So now we go back to West and the Amanda and West room, and he's like, okay, well, God, you guys are really, I've been in here for 10 minutes trying to get you guys to say something, and you guys really won't say anything. All right, I'm just going to go. And West goes, oh, that wasn't so bad. I mean, it's like, that was nothing, you idiot. So now, finally, they go out to the reunion, to the set, and Bailey is there. It's like, hi, Bailey. Hi, Carl. Hi, everyone. And people are slowly walking out. Kyle is, like, checking out the set. He's like, wow, you guys, there's always so much detail in these sets. I am so impressed with how you guys do it. It's amazing. He's such a dad. He's such the dad who comes over and, like, inspects your grill or your tires.
Yeah, so everyone comes out, hugs. Everybody looks great. Lindsay, of course, comes out wearing Ariana's revenge dress,
yes,
which I love. And also a lot of drag queen makeup around the boobs. She's like fully doing, who did that? Who was a sup? was saying this, the Sexy Unique podcast. Those guys are so fucking funny. They were on Quips last night too. They made a couple videos and I was cracking up at them. I love them. But they were they were saying, I don't even want to say it because they're better. Just go listen to them. But they were saying something like Lindsay is like her own kind of drag queen now, which is so true. I mean, she was coming out with her boobs like fully made up. I was like, what is Lindsay? Lindsay is on another complete planet and show. And I love it for her. So she comes out wearing Ariana's revenge dress. Andy's like, that's Ariana's dress, right? She's like, well, someone should wear it.
I had to make up for Kyle.
Because they, you know, they show the image that someone made of Kyle photoshopped onto Ariana's body. I was like, Kyle, you look good in it. It was really good. Because you know what's great about Ariana's dress? If she went tanning. Oh my God, hella tan lines with that dress. So hot. Oh.
So Jesse comes out singing, what a day, what a day. And it was conflicting with my own song, which was shut the fuck up, please.
Mia struts out there like she's on a runway. She's like, boom, 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 boom. You know, it's like this amazing strut. She's like, that's right. I have arrived. Yes, the audience does love me. Yes, I do get DMs from Rihanna. So she comes out, everyone comes out. Carl takes a selfie with Jesse and KJ, and Jesse's like, hey, it's the calm before the storm. And KJ goes, yeah, literally. I'm like, is it storming? So then, like, oh, that's what'd be a literal storm, guys.
Yeah. She's making a literal joke. Everyone just gathers out on the stage, and Sierra comes out wearing like a bikini top with that. I mean, I don't know what the fuck it was, but God. I can't imagine looking like that. How do you even live a life looking like that?
I know.
Like, what is it like just leaving your house? You know, do people just stop you and just give you things? Because I feel like if I saw that coming into a room, I would just take out my wallet. I'd be like, here's my wallet. Here's my phone. It's like you're checking in, you know, to a concert, just putting everything in a bowl. I'd just be like, take it all. Here's my house keys. I don't care. I'll sign it to you.
Sierra's definitely like having her moment where it's like Elizabeth Shue in Soap Dish, where now she's like the star and Elizabeth Shue has like that big yellow thing on. And of course, totally different outfits, but it's like when you see the person finally, the spotlight shines on them and they just get that glow up. I mean, Sierra was already glown up. Glown, is that a word? But now it's just like, now she's just like superstar Sierra. So she's out on stage. But before she comes out on stage, first we have Amanda coming out on stage, which is as awkward as you can imagine. Because before Amanda comes out, everyone is like, hey, good to see you. Oh my God, that is fun. Oh, cool set. Oh, banter, 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 comedy. Ah. And then Amanda comes out and everyone's like, hi. She's like, hi, Andy. Ah, good. You look beautiful. Have a seat. They're like, hello. Hi, Amanda. The butter yellow. That's nice. It's so awkward and cringy.
Yeah, that outfit wasn't good either. I'm not just saying that as a hater of, you know, things that have gone on this season. That just wasn't a good outfit. It was sad. It's like, ooh. Yeah. So then West gets a text alert and checks his phone. And he's like, I just got like a text that someone hacked my phone. And there's like nudes of me been sending around Missouri's. So like, oh, it's like a good text to get like right before this guy is pretty ox. All right. Everyone want to see him. And he starts passing them around. And this is what I'm saying. Most people would be mortified. And West is like, hey, here's my phone. Here's my dick, everybody. I made it. My dick is in page 6. Yo.
I could have sworn that the nudes leaked way before this, the reunion. But, I mean, what do I know? I also liked him saying, like, yeah, there are nudes of me being sent around Missouri. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's not constrained to Missouri. So, and he's like, wow, when it rains, it pours. Am I right? Who else has a dick pic? Would you like to send it to me first before it goes out to the internet? I will receive them all. Thank you very much.
And then Amanda goes, well, that's weird because I've never gotten any. Yeah, real funny, Amanda. Read the fucking room, Amanda. What is wrong with you?
It's also such that you typical, want the. It's such a typical Amanda response. Like, what about me? So then they're like, Wes is like, am I hard in the picture? And Jesse's like, no. He's like, what? I'm soft? He's like, yeah, flaccid. Very soft. Oh, flaccid. Not soft, but soft. Got soft. It's kind of my word, guys. Isn't that funny? Soft. Oh.
I'm not giving you that. It's trademarked. You are flaccid. Wes is like, yep, that's me. And Jesse's like,
yeah, curves left. It's me. That's him. Yeah, curves left, everybody.
All right, we're about to start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Summer House. It's me, Andy Cohen, sitting here with a bunch of not vials of stem cells, which I could actually really use right now. So if anybody's got some access, send them over. All right.
Well, while some endings were crystal clear this season, one jaw-dropping new beginning has left the housemates and the entire Bravosphere with a lot of questions. First, I want to say hi to the housemates. I want to start with you. Viewers, you can come back in 15 minutes after I stop saying hello to this enormous cast. Hi, Sierra. Hi, Amanda. Hi, Lindsay. Fast forward to 45 minutes later. And hello, KJ.
So he does his usual 30 minutes of hello, and then they get to, of course, Sierra, and he's like, so you've gotten a lot of love and support from the Bravoverse. What's that been like? And she's like, insane, like a lot more than I would have expected. Okay, well, that's great. Glad to see you, but I really want to tell Wes he shit the bed. So, okay, hi, Amanda. Hi, Amanda. Okay, hi, Amanda. How are you feeling tonight? She's like,
I mean, I'm prepared to like take accountability and own up to what I've done and apologize, especially to Sierra and Kyle, whose numbers, unfortunately, I don't have. So I couldn't really speak to them before TV cameras were around. But hopefully I can explain to everyone's face, you know, what went on and where I'm coming from. Kyle.
And Sierra's like, well, I'm glad she could say her name tonight, right? Because she did not say their names in the apology.
Yeah. And Amanda goes,
thing.
What? But she doesn't say what, like, she heard it, but she says what, like, say, like it had the tone of say it to my face. And Sierra goes, I'm glad you could say your name, our name this time. And Amanda's like, I'm like, Amanda, when she, like, you have to take it. You cannot be combative right here. You are the one who caused the infractions. You the moment that she had that tone, I was like, what? I was like, oh no, Amanda is messing up already. By the way, before it got to Sierra, I also was cracking up at Andy saying hi to Kyle, because he's like, Kyle, I gotta admit, I thought you were going to have a lot to answer for. I thought you were going to be the villain of the season. I mean, you were just awful. You were just like so shitty. I mean, everyone hated you. I was like, it's going to be a big pylon. And then suddenly this Deus Ex Machina came out and like he saved you. Oh my God. So what does it feel like to know that you had the worst edit and somehow are getting sympathy tonight? Is that great? He's like, yeah, I don't know how that happened, but yeah, it feels really good. He goes, yeah, how does it feel to not be the biggest problem in the room?
Hopefully everybody can see that I was like really spinning out. No, you're an asshole. Okay, let's get over to West. Hey, West. He's like, hey, Ann. Well, I've got to ask. I mean, listen, 2 years ago, that was your first reunion. You really shit the bed on that one. God, that was so funny. You were so bad. You were terrible. I can't even believe you got another season. And then you came back last year, and thank God we put some plastic sheets down, because you shit it even harder. And here you are. You going to shit it again? What are you going to do today? Shit the bed?
I think there's like a lot to be explained and like things to share that will hopefully clear up like a lot of like the wildfire that this became. And so like, I'm really gonna like clear it up by like not talking at all. So I'm just gonna be here and I'm not gonna talk. By the way, West, we didn't even mention this. West comes out, he is dressed like he's going to fraternity formal. Like he literally looks like he is a 20-year-old who has never worn a suit in his life. It's like all bulging in weird places. Like the collar's coming up to his one to his ear, like one's coming down his shoulder. It's like he's disheveled. This is someone who is not comfortable in this, and he's like ready to get onto some sort of bus to go to some venue and get shit faced and have sex with someone. Like he looks so out of place right now.
Yeah. So, you know, then we say hi to Carl. Carl, are you a mess? And he's like, well, it's just been kind of hard to reconcile what we're watching and like what kind of feels like what was going on. Cause like our group, like we're crying out, but like we hold ourselves to a higher standard here.
Do you?
Wait, what's summer house, Carl? What the fuck show is Carl on?
Are you a Hebrew Talk. National hot dog? What higher standard is happening here? What are you to your fucking summer house? We've been watching you for 10 years. You guys were dressed up like old people with fake prosthetic boobies running around on tricycles. Like there is no higher standard happening here. Okay.
Yeah. And we owe to each other. Like we owe to our audience. Like be fucking real. Tell the truth. Take accountability. I just see. I'm nervous. I'm nervous and anxious. As someone who didn't do anything this season, I'm really nervous for all the nothing I have to answer for. Thank you. This is Carl running for mayor of Carl. Thank you.
I'm just like really nervous because on my layover here, I noticed that my favorite Obonpan in Chicago was turned into brioche dore. And I just am like out of sorts. I just don't even know what to do.
So we check in with Jesse. How's Jesse feeling, guys? And Jesse's also loving this because Jesse was a prick the first half of the season. So he also kind of got off, right? So Jesse's like, oh, I don't know. It just kind of hit me. Like your friendship group was fractured. And it's just sad. I hope we're not like mourning the loss of what we had. Like, I hope we can find some common ground and like move forward the best way we can.
Oh, did someone say something about going to common grounds? Oh, I'm there in the mix. I'm back. The mess is over. I'm not in the mess. I'm in the mix.
Okay, cool. All right. Hi. Let's say hi to the newbies. Hi, Bailey. Hi, Andy. Don't worry. No sweet green breakups today. You're safe and sound on the couch. I don't really appreciate you ridiculing my situation, Andy, but thank you very much for that. Thank you for acknowledging my presence.
Then we say hi to Mia, who's met Rihanna, and Rihanna told her she's a badass bitch. And, you know, she would have said that tonight too, Andy. They're like, oh my God, yes, Mia. And KJ is sad because this family, this is like a family, and the family has issues. And I feel like there was a lot of fraudulent activity.
I just want KJ to know that he is right. This is like a family. And if it's any consolation, this family has had lots of issues since the beginning. So like, and for Jesse too, like, don't worry. This friend group deals with this all the time. Even on a scandal level, it'll be fine.
I just love the term fraudulent activity. Like, can't use your card today. There was some fraudulent activity. You need to get on your Citibank app right away, sir. Okay.
All right, Andy, how is the missus?
10 out of 10. Thanks for asking. In fact, if you look, she is right behind you.
Oh my God, Andy, I'm sorry. I just snuck onto the set. I just love you so much. I could tell that we're soulmates.
All right, someone get this bitch out of here.
All right, well, let's start by addressing the elephant in the room.
Oh, is it about me being a mess?
No.
Matt and West were spotted holding hands at an event in February, ignoring what at first felt like an outlandish internet conspiracy. And when I ask West about those rumors on Watch What Happens Live, his tepid denials only fueled speculation. Let's see the clip.
And we see the clip of West being like, you know, I just like gotta like show her like the streets a little bit, you know, like if it's not clear, I mean, that's like a very important person to me. And like, I care about her. I care about her a lot. I care about her a lot.
All right. Even I'm getting annoyed with a flashback. And finally, on March 31st, just 3 weeks ago, Wes and Amanda released a joint statement confirming their romance. This led to an avalanche of questions like, where does this leave Sierra and Kyle? Is Carl actually a mess?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, it was a rhetorical, Carl. And Sierra, when and why did you first suspect that something was going on between Wes and Amanda, and who has the biggest boobs? Come on, someone answer this question at long last.
So Sierra says that the first day she suspected it was January 17th because she went to call Amanda to invite her out to drinks with her and Mia, and her location was at West's house. And so she called and Amanda didn't answer, and then she texted and she didn't answer. And Amanda's like, I answered in 30 minutes. She goes, after Mia put us in a group chat to see if you would respond. But when I called you, you didn't answer. So I was like, that's weird. Like, why would she be at West's house?
So why is Amanda already why is she so focused on being like, I answered it within 30 minutes? Sierra is saying this is when she suspected something, and the suspicion wound up being correct. So what does Amanda gain for clarifying that she called back in 30 minutes? She's basically trying to say, you were crazy for suspecting that Wes and I were up to something, even though we were up to something and now we are up to something. It's like,
because she's like, saying, because her and West keep saying over and over, timeline, timeline, timeline. We want to set the timeline straight. This is about the timeline, the timeline, because they're lying about their timeline. And so they're saying, you're lying by saying something was going on with us at this day, trying to make us look bad when nothing was going on this day. It didn't happen until recently when we came out of the closet about it on the internet. We didn't sleep with each other until we had told the internet first.
Oh, well, then okay. I think Amanda's response should have been like, yeah, I was at Wes' house. Like, I was. We were hanging out, but it wasn't, there was nothing crazy at that time. I was just hanging out with him. Instead of, no, I called you back, like, sort of questioning Sierra's reality. Like, that's the problem with Amanda. She is constantly trying to push back and sort of suggest that Sierra's being a liar here. It's like, don't try that. Like, if you're going to try to, like, curry favor or just, like, state your case, just respond to why that was, but don't be like, no, you're wrong. Like, no, it's not going to work out for you.
I think what's happening here, here's my theory on it. I think West has hated Sierra for a long time because he feels like she made him look bad. She made America hate him, basically. And in his mind, in his daughter, stupid little mind, he thinks that everything is her fault and that he was honest with her about not wanting anything. And then she acted like they were boyfriend and girlfriend and made him look bad when he really didn't do anything wrong being in a summer house. I think that's how he honestly looks at it. And all of this making up with Sierra and all of this kissing her ass and everything all season and trying to flirt with her and get her back in his good graces is because, A, the flirt is the only weapon he has. He doesn't have a brain. So he's like trying that way. And he's doing it because he wants America back on his side. I don't think he's really ever liked Sierra. So I think his talking to Amanda is very much like, you got to watch out because she's, if anybody finds out, Sierra's going to ruin, you know, they're going to ruin our life because people like Sierra and they're going to ruin you. And blah, 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 blah. So I think they've built up Sierra as this enemy before they even came out about it because they knew how bad it was going to be. So Amanda's approaching this in a very defensive way. Like, you can tell she's been hanging out with Wes because now she's approaching Sierra. Even back then when they hadn't admitted anything, she's approaching her like she's the enemy and that she's going to ultimately bring her down. But yeah, it's not Sierra that brought you down. It's your own actions against Sierra that brought you down. You dummies, you know?
Yeah, because they almost mentally have to make Sierra the enemy to reconcile their actions, right? Because yes, what they've done is wrong. And so, or one could say what they have done is hurtful. And it's hard for people to view themselves as being hurtful and that their actions were hurtful. So people often have to change the narrative to make themselves the heroes of their own story. And so that means turning Sierra into the villain. Like, it's actually unfair. We like each other. And why should we hide ourselves? Why should we hide this relationship just because she has issues with men? And like, maybe she should be the one to get over her issues. She's the one with the walls up. And now all of a sudden we got a tiptoe around her. But like, you know, they're saying all that stuff.
Yes.
That's what they've been saying. And it's clear that now it's kind of bubbling out.
Yeah, I think that she, I think that if they have been banging or at least doing whatever they're doing during the summer, which it looks pretty much like they were, that their conversations were probably like, well, this isn't fair. Like, I could just break up with Kyle right now and be with you. Well, we can't, because then that'll piss the audience off because Sierra's here. So I need to get through the Sierra thing first. Okay, well, then you need to work on your friendship storyline with Sierra so that we can come out of the closet. So then he starts working on this friendship storyline. But meanwhile, what Amanda doesn't know is that he's saying friendship, friendship, friendship to everyone he can on camera. But then he's going and making out with Sierra and, you know, saying, I have a crush on Sierra and all this stuff, which is why Amanda started looking like, wait a minute, what do you mean they're going on a double date? That doesn't sound like friendship to me. And Amanda's getting all pissed off because the conversations she's having with West are like, oh, I'm just going to smooth everything over and smooth over this friendship so that we can finally be together. And I mean, he's just a fucking player. He's a fucking player, this guy. Yeah. And Amanda's an idiot. And I think they both turned Sierra into a villain a long time ago.
This is a very strong theory.
Failed. You know, their plan just failed.
Yeah, because it's two idiots trying to pull off some dumb heist. It's like Tweedledee Tweedledum, as some have said. And in fact, what some people,
it's like an episode of Fargo. You know, like the criminals are always just such idiots. You're just watching the criminals fumble the whole time.
Someone on social media clocked later on in this reunion, if we get there in 4 hours, that when
seriously, Sierra, we're still at hellos. Oh my god, we're an hour in, and we're at hellos.
We've got 45 minutes till we have to pivot to Amazon. I'm like, are we even going to get out of the hellos? But someone pivoted. Someone said, pointed out how when Sierra is talking about having sleepovers with Wes later on in the episode, they cut to Amanda and she is like breathing deep and doing these exhales. Like she wants to say something. And they're like, yeah, she is breathing through it because she was with Wes at that time. And so to hear that Wes was having sleepovers with Sierra during this is like, you know, Amanda is feeling things, but she can't speak on them because then she would reveal her timeline, which is
right. She's looking at Sierra as the mistress, you know, so you have to look at it from that. Like Amanda's looking at it like, I've been with this guy and you're the one fucking this guy. Like, why are you still talking about my boyfriend? Like Amanda's got it so twisted in her own stupid little head, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. So then, so Sierra's like, you know, so she says the group chat thing and then you were at Wes, and Amanda's like, well, and she goes, well, I'm speaking. So I was like, you know, that's weird. And why would she be at Wes' house? And she's like, cause Wes was there for me all summer and he was checking in on me.
So then, which sounds nice. And then Sierra's like, and where was I? She goes, well, you were also there for me. And she's like, but like, he asked me to get a drink. And she goes, well, where was I? I mean, by the way, all these things, he asked you to get a drink, he was there for you, that does not mean that you can't respond to Sierra. I mean, why don't you all just go out for a drink together? Like, what's crazy about that? Why don't you say, hey, can I bring Wes along? So Amanda's like, right. Well, you were also there for me and I'm not discrediting that. She was like, yeah, and how many times have I asked you to hang out and you've either blown me off or whatever? She goes, I hung out with Wes twice. She goes, shut the fuck up. How many times have I asked you to hang out? Have I asked you to come over to your house? Have I invited you to do stuff and you act like your fucking phone doesn't work? And I was like, that I can imagine Amanda is that person who's like, oh, oops, I just got this. Oops, I fell asleep and saw this morning, this text message this morning. She's totally that person. And you know, it's because she just doesn't want to say, I don't want to hang out.
Yeah. And Mia's like, well, yeah, it's pretty weird that you're prioritizing your friendship with Wes. She goes, no, I wasn't. She goes, I mean, yeah, you were. Like, you're not calling them back so that you could hang out with Wes is what you're literally saying right now. And she goes, then why aren't you responding to her? And she's like, oh my God, guess what? I had an awakening. I was living on my own. I separated from my ex. I was trying to prioritize myself.
No, you don't get to have a waiting to exhale moment right here. This is just not happening.
Not the time. And this is the problem, is that you're prioritizing yourself and not being a good friend to the people around you, Amanda. Now's not the time to brag about prioritizing yourself. Oh, my God.
Prioritizing yourself does not mean that you just ignore the person who helped you realize that you have to prioritize yourself. So Sierra's like, yeah. And then you hang out with, you know, you hang out with mine. You go out. You guys are going to bars. You're getting fucked up. And then you're breadcrumbing everyone on Instagram, which I like that she brought that up, because Amanda was breadcrumbing people and she was making those little videos. And she's like, well, I'm also hanging out with other people. I'm not just hanging out with Wes. I was also hanging out with other people, like a girl named Katie. By the way, there's so many random Katies that are lingering around this group. I can't keep them straight. There's this Katie. There's another Katie from the city. Really just two, but it feels like there's 10. There's Katie from Vanderpump Rules. It's hard.
Lots of Katies. So Katie Lindsay's Janella. Like, who? And she goes, oh, what? You don't think I have other friends? She goes, no, besides Katie DeLuca. And Carl's like, well, a lot of the friends you've been hanging out recently, literally. Yeah. And Lindsay's like, yeah, those are Wes friends. Yeah, they're not your friends. And Carl's like, exactly.
Friend police here. You don't have friends. Congratulations. You should be hanging out with Sierra. I mean, it's like,
oh, you guys, that's only what you guys see on the internet. I don't post every fucking time I go out.
And Lindsay's like, yeah, you were. And Carl's like, y'all, some of your best friends you aren't even seeing anymore. How about that? And so they're basically busting her for like acting like, I'm allowed to have a life. Okay, I've got other people to see. And they're like, you don't have friends. You don't hang out with anyone else.
Yeah, you just absorbed your new boyfriend's personality, and you've taken on all of his friends. And it's just like you did the first time around, except this time is 10 years later. Like, you should know a little more by now, you know? And so she's like, I was just saying yes to everything. Really? Because your phone was broken and you weren't answering it for your friends. That's the point, Amanda.
The point is, don't say that you're saying yes to everything, but then you're not answering Sierra's call because you're saying no to Sierra. And calls
like, because that makes it even worse. She's like, I'm sorry I couldn't answer the phone, but I was like literally hanging out with everybody else. Like I was saying yes to everything except you.
I mean, the truth is this. Sometimes when people go through separations, they really like they go through a period of like they're going through it. I had a friend who I was very close with who she and her boyfriend, her husband, they broke up and like our friendship just more or less ended after that because she just like just went off. So like this definitely is something that happens. I'm not excusing it for Amanda, but I'm like, oh, here it goes again. Sometimes coming out of these relationships, it is like a crash and burn situation. And so Amanda's, Kyle's like, by the way, I just want to point out that she was hanging out with another Katie too. Yeah, this is the fifth Katie in our group. Yeah. And Sierra's like, what, the Katie that's friends with West? And Amanda's like, no, not friends with West. Fuck off. I'm like, Amanda, you of all people cannot be on this reunion telling anyone to fuck off, especially not Sierra. So Sierra's like, shut the fuck up, Amanda. You don't want to cross this fucking bridge with me. You really don't. I don't see your man sticking up for you now, huh? And it's like, of course, cut to West. He's like, he's just staring at his knees, nail,
staring at the ground like, my dick looked really hot.
Do you think periwinkle was the right choice of color for this suit?
Am I the only one who got a bony off my dick pics?
Jesse, well, I just heard what you said and you're not actually. So Jesse, you said on Watch What Happens Live, you found out when the rest of the world did, viewers wanted to quit you with Tom Schwartz in the situation that you knew more than you let on. What is your response?
Yeah, I mean, I spoke with Amanda and I sat her down for a drinky tucci and she told me it just wasn't true. And I don't know. I mean, I would text asking and he would tell me, Wes would say, it's not true. So what can I say about that?
And also Amanda's answer is she like gets those big eyes she gets. And she's like, Jesse didn't know anything. And it's like stare straight into the camera. Like it looks very believable, Amanda. So Wes is like, like the lying part, like, I'm not going to just like sit here and like act like I didn't do it. Like 100% I lied to people. Like, and I like take accountability for that, you know, cause it's like not cool in general. It's like not cool to do like with your friends. Mm-hmm. So like I take accountabilities.
Think a lot is. It's like, yeah, no matter what the case, like lying to people you care about is not okay. I'm like, oh. Thank you for your after-school special moment. So Sierra's like, it's like the end of a Saturday morning cartoon.
As you continue to lie through the rest of this episode.
And so Sierra's like, the problem is, I feel like you lie about your life. Like you lie about who you are. I think you're the most fraudulent person sitting on the couch. And we've been here for 3 years now. And I don't think anybody really knows who you are. It's like, what? Why do you say that? Because you live a different fucking life off camera than you do on camera. And we don't know what you're doing. And probably the reason why it's so confusing is because you had a girlfriend. Meha. And it's like, dun, 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 commercial break.
It's pronounced Mia, I think. But yeah, she's like, Mia. And he's like,
I think it's Meha, actually. I think he said Mia.
Oh, I thought she said Mia. Because I was like, Mia, there's another Mia in the mix?
You have Maya, Mia, not Meha. Maya, Mia, Meha. And 10 Katie's.
So he's like, not a girlfriend. I was just seeing someone. Oh God. That's what you say to everybody though. That's the problem. You think that you can just change what you're doing by name and that changes everything. You're with somebody that you're fucking long term and like with them all the time. They're going to think they're your girlfriend. He's so fucking full of it. This fucking guy, like how many girls at the same time did you have that thought they were your girlfriend? That were not, because you had her, you were stringing along Amanda, you were stringing along Sierra, and all the while keeping the secret so you could do this bullshit on TV. And now you're gonna sit here and argue that you're not a fucking liar and that you're not living a double life on camp. Come on, man.
Yeah, and it's like also I feel like he and Amanda are just like really hiding behind semantics, but especially he is. This like, no, we weren't like together. We were just seeing each other. So like therefore all of this is okay. It's like people's feelings are still involved. People will still feel a certain amount of attachment. Later on, when they talk about I'm going to just wait. I'll wait till later on because I'm going to circle back to this. But it just drives me nuts that there's such a lack of consideration for people's feelings in these sort of situations, in these overlaps. Like, oh, it's okay to have the overlap because I always said I didn't want to be this, or we weren't officially boyfriend, girlfriend, or we didn't have sex. It's like, you don't understand, like, you're still affecting people. You're still creating expectations. You're still implying certain intimacy. And it's just like, it's so fucked up.
Yeah, I'm looking up this person now.
Meha.
Which we don't really have time for. So Lindsay's like, well, she says that you guys were exclusive. And in fact, she spent the night with you on the night before your Watch What Happens Live on March 24th. And she like whips out her phone. And Sierra's like, and she made your tie? Weird. Weird. And Lindsay's like, I'm sorry, correction. March 24th. Not March 24th.
And Andy's like, oh yeah, so she brought you the tie. Was this that horsehair tie that you wore? And then we see a flashback to when Wes is like, Meha made me this tie. Yeah, it's like, hey, shout out Snarl Studios. It's horsehair. It's like real horsehair. Andy's like, oh, a real horsehair tie. And he's looking at his crazy tie like, you're wearing a wig around your neck. I hate to tell you this. You're wearing extensions with a tie.
You are wearing go naked hair around you, sir.
Okay, well, did you know that he was dating this woman? And Amanda's like, yeah. And Lindsay's like, so you know now, or you knew then? She goes, and it's like, and you didn't care? And Amanda's like, we had a whole conversation about it. And then Mia goes, Amanda, why are you doing this? And I really wanted to, before Mia jumped in, I really would like to have known, like, you had a whole conversation and you were like, okay, like Wes was sort of seeing someone on enough of a level that he wore her tie onto TV. And like, you were down with this? Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. But didn't she also say that they didn't really become a thing until right when their statement came out? So why would you have a conversation about it? I need the timeline in front of me. Like, when did that statement come out? March?
The statement came out in March. Three weeks
before. So then they gave the statement and then he was still fucking this girl. That's crazy. Oh no, no. I'm getting lost in my timeline. There's so much stupidity. But anyway, so she, yeah, that is a good point though. Like, and you didn't care. And that's the thing about Amanda, and that's what Mia makes a good point of, because it's like you spent 10 years with this Kyle, like, oh my God, Kyle made out with somebody in a bar like years ago, or like Carl cheated on me before we got married, which, by the way, is right to feel sensitive about and be bothered by. But she does all of that only to go with some guy who's literally fucking how many people? He was fucking this girl.
That's the thing.
Before Watch What Happens, he just said he was also having sex with Sierra still. So, well, he says that later, but how many people? And now you're suddenly okay with it? Look, what's going on here?
That's why I'm wondering, like, why was Amanda okay with this situation? I'm not saying that this situation is something that's like, oh my goodness, how could you like date someone, start to hook up with someone who has, you know, who's also hooking up with someone else. There's all sorts of different arrangements. And also, like, if it's like nothing's exclusive on any end, that's fine or whatever. But it just seems like in the specific case of Amanda and what she has seemed to have treasured and liked, et cetera, like, you're engaging in this. And it's just
actually, if you think about it, it makes perfect sense because people are patterns, right? So Amanda, this is what Amanda knows. I mean, her husband, she met when she was pretty young, right? How old was she when she was with Kyle? She was really young.
Like 22
when
the show started. Or 21.
So that's really young. So she's with Kyle and she's with this guy who's like, well, no, I'm going to see multiple people. I'm not going to commit to you. I'm not going to do this. And she had to like show up every night whining and crying. And that was like a whole big like game to try and get Kyle to finally commit. Remember, that was like years of like, will Kyle commit? Will he not? Will Kyle ever stop cheating? Will Kyle ever stop having sex with other people and just let it be Amanda? So she's used to that kind of push and pull of like trying to win somebody who's unwinnable and then winning in the end and getting the guy in the end. So maybe that's just what she knows.
Yeah, exactly. So Mia is like, Amanda, why are you doing this? And she's like, doing what? She was like, you went from being married, and I'm not saying your relationship was perfect, but you went from being married to being one of West's side bitches. That's crazy, which this is part of the leaked audio. And Mia's like, okay. And Mia's like, this is unnecessary. And it's like, okay, we're going to talk about this. Let's just talk about the statement. And West's like, so the statement came out like incredibly rushed because of like, how insane it all became. And like, there's a zillion reasons why this was confusing and like didn't make sense. And there's like so many layers to it. I'm like, if there's so many layers to it, why did you rush your statement out? Like, that was like, what are you doing? You know, these like people are not smart. So yeah. Carl's like, oh, yeah, well, if is that enough layers to go, what the fuck are we doing here? Period. Like, do you understand how you're going to, like, affect someone who's training for a marathon? Did you even think about that?
Well, we talked about it.
And Sierra's like, oh, okay, so it was conscious. You guys talked about it, and it wasn't just some drunk hookup. You talked about it, and you knew how fucked up it was and how fucking weird it would be, and you still did it, and you chose to do it, and you keep doing it, or you kept doing it, and you were hiding from it. And she's like,
okay, but guess what? Sometimes you can't help who you like and, like, who you're attracted to.
Oh, really? Kyle, would you like to step in? Because this is a perfect time for Kyle to be like, really? Because exactly. That wasn't your attitude when I was, you know, making bad decisions in this department, ma'am.
You know what? We are going to put a pin in this right here because you know what? We have so much more to go. So we're just going to end part one right here. And then we're going to pick up again with part two here on the feed for the second half of this reunion episode. Everyone, thanks for being here. Stay tuned. Keep an eye on your feed. And we'll be back with part two. And then later after that, in the city. Bye, everyone.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.